After the big battle of Armageddon, what will happen?
Well, we see in at the end of the battle, which is Revelation 19, of course, Joel chapter 2 talks about it, and Ezekiel 38, 39, Zechariah 14. The classic chapter, the more clear, one of the most clear is Revelation 19, and at the end it shows that the verse 20, the beast, the Antichrist, and the false prophet, the one who told the world to make an image of the beast, Revelation 13, they're cast in the lake of fire. All right, and then we turn to the next chapter, Revelation 21, and we'll see from verses 1 to 3, the devil is imprisoned. The devil is not cast in the lake of fire because God still has a job for him.
Imprisoned where?
Well, in Revelation 20, verse 1, it says, an angel came down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand.
Yeah.
All right, that symbolizes that Satan is going to be put in prison. Many people, I believe also myself, that the bottomless pit is a place in the center of the earth. In the center there is no bottom, because what's the bottom now is the roof in 12 hours. The earth rotates, so bottomless pit. In Greek is the word abusos, which means a hole without bottom.
And you think it's something physical, it's not just a spiritual realm?
And it's something physical, you know. Abusos, busos is a hole, and a it's a negative negation. A buso, without bottom.
Mm-hmm. So he will be imprisoned in that place because of what? Why can't the Lord just finish with him like he did with Antichrist?
Well, no, God still has a job, because after the millennium, which is what follows, you see, Revelation 20, verse 4 until 6, there is a millennium that's coming. Mm-hmm. 1,000 years of rule with Christ, 1,000 years that the Christ rules with the saints, and while the devil is in prison, and after that, God is going to prove the world again.
Could we read it again?
Yeah.
Where he's
going to
be imprisoned. Revelation 20, verse
1. 1 until 3.
And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season.
See, till, it means that after 1,000 years, he's going to go back to his dirty work of deceiving the nations.
Mm-hmm. It's quite interesting to imagine the devil in a big chain. It must be quite a chain to keep him.
Yeah.
And then what will happen?
Well, that's it. We're approaching the end of the end here. The devil is in prison, and then verse 4, we see the judgment seat of Christ, which, if you want to read the Second Corinthians, is 5, verse 10, it talks about that.
Second Corinthians 5:10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad.
All right. Also, if you see also in Romans chapter 14, verse 10,
yes,
it talks about the judgment seat of Christ also.
10. But why do you judge your brother, or why do you set at naught your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
You see? We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly what we have in Revelation 20, verse 4. You want to read it?
Yes. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
All right, you got it, 5 and 6, though, connected.
But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection.
All right, so this is the first resurrection.
Before the 1,000 years.
Before the millennium, that's when the millennium starts. The first resurrection after the rapture, after the tribulation, the rapture, the beast, and the false prophets are cast at the lake of fire. Tribulation, rapture, Armageddon, the Christ and the lake of fire, and then chapter 20. Understand?
But isn't the rapture the first resurrection?
No.
This says the first resurrection are the faithful ones who worship not the beast.
No. The rapture is not the resurrection, because the rapture, there are people who never died, so they don't resurrect. The first resurrection are the saints that died, they will resurrect.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Now you can see that here.
And they didn't participate at the marriage.
That's something else. Because that's something else. The marriage and the rapture, it's something else. The marriage is in the spirit. Okay, and the first resurrection is like they receive a body.
Ah.
A body that they can basically live on the earth. So without the body, they couldn't appear in the earth. But until then, they are with Jesus in Jerusalem, they cannot marriage.
Because the saints who died... they already are in heaven. It says in Hebrews 11 at the end, they are already in heaven with the Lord.
But will not be made perfect without us.
But they receive the reward at the marriage together with the people who are going to be raptured. But they don't receive bodies until the first resurrection.
Yeah, the first resurrection is before the rapture. The dead are raised before the rapture.
Oh,
understand? Yeah, you can see that. Read the scripture again, verse 4.
Okay. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
Okay, if you want the chronology, I'll give it to you.
Yes.
Here in this scripture, you see the first, you see the tribulation,
yes,
and after you see the resurrections.
Yes.
Right or wrong?
Yes.
And then if you go to 1 Thessalonians 4, 15, 16, and 17,
yeah,
you get the chronology of the tribulation, the rapture, the resurrection. You get the chronology.
Yeah. Let me see. 1 Thessalonians 4.
Yes. 15 until 17. And here you will get the exact chronology. Tribulation, resurrection, rapture.
First Thessalonians 4 from 15 to 17.
Yeah, here you get the chronology.
For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Okay, so first the dead in Christ,
yes,
and then we which are alive shall not prevent.
Yes.
Understand? First the dead shall rise, and then the church is raptured.
I see.
Is it clear here?
Yes.
Okay, in Revelation 20, verse 4, yes?
Verse 17. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
So it says the dead shall rise first,
and
then we shall be caught up together.
Yes.
So what's the chronology? Okay, you tell me first.
First, the Great Tribulation.
No. It doesn't talk here.
First is the resurrection.
Here, what you read
dead
here. First, the resurrection.
And then those who are alive are going to be raptured.
All right. Is it clear here? Does it come clear?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
So keep that in mind. The first is the resurrection, then the rapture here.
Yes.
Then if you go to Revelation 20, verse 4, you already read it a couple of times.
Yes.
Okay. First, you see, what do you see? The tribulation or the resurrections?
Tribulation.
Okay. And then the resurrection.
Yes.
So now put everything in chronology. First, the
tribulation.
The tribulation. Then
the resurrection.
Resurrection. And then the rapture. Correct?
Yes.
So here it's another demonstration that the rapture is after the tribulations.
And that's why those who resurrect from the first resurrection do participate at the marriage. Because the rapture is after the resurrection.
These are those who are called.
Yes.
Not the saved.
Yes.
Those who are called. It says Revelation 19:7-9. It says, blessed are those who are called to the marriage.
Yes.
The salvation is for everybody who believes in Jesus. Can be a Laodicea church, it can be a Pergamo church, it can be a dead church. As long as they're born again, they don't go to the lake of fire. But the marriage is for the faithful.
Yes.
Like Jesus said to the church of Philadelphia, Revelation 3:11, be careful that nobody steals your crown. See, contrarily to salvation by grace, the crown is by works. Okay, you see Revelation 2 and 3 is all by works. Works, 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 works. It's not grace. Okay, the grace works only if you obey. If disobey is not grace. Like Galatians 5:4 says, you're falling from grace. You can fall from grace. All right, so...
Revelation 24, they will reign with Christ 1,000 years. This is the millennium. How is it going to be? What's going to happen during the millennium?
All right, the millennium...
Where do they reign?
Remember in Luke, I think it's chapter 32, Jesus said, you were faithful with 5 talents, here be over 5 cities. You were faithful with 10 talents, be over 10 cities.
Yes.
Okay, that to give you an idea, is if you read Revelation 5, verse 10, it talks that we're going to... The faithful among us are going to be priests and kings, and we shall rule on the earth. Like we're going to take the place of the richest people, the these people with the banks, the politicians, these dictators, Stalin, Hitler, these guys who the devil has been used to rule the world. Jesus is going to rule the world instead of the devil, and we're going to rule the world under Jesus. Understand? Look what it says here.
Revelation 5:10. And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.
You understand that?
We will be in heaven or on earth?
Both. We will be near Jerusalem.
Ah, so we'll be like angels that can come down and...
Exactly. We will be in New Jerusalem, which has not come down yet. We come down after 1,000 years. But we will be there, somewhere in the space, wherever it is, in heaven.
How is life on earth going to be?
Like now.
Now.
Exactly like now. Except the devil will be bound.
But they are going to know that Jesus is